I'm Raven.
And I'm Brandy.
And this is The Sister Files.
Woo-hoo!
Wearing earbuds. We are very excited to come back to you guys for another season. Yes. And we have such amazing content coming that I'm so excited to, one, be able to dig into it and research it, and then, two, be able to tell you guys about it.
Yes.
Because me and Brandy just love talking about this kind of stuff.
We do. So. And the research part is fun, too.
Yeah. So, to start out season two, we're going to talk about my least favorite holiday.
President's Day.
Yes. Totally. I'm just kidding. No. We're talking about Valentine's Day. I don't like Valentine's Day, probably because, you know...
Chris Evans hasn't declared his
love
for you.
I've been waiting all my entire life. And Chris Evans, actually, I've been waiting since I saw Fantastic Four. And I was like, he's cute. But then it became Captain America, and I was sold.
And I was like, be my Valentine!
I've been marrying you one day. Anyway, I just have not. I've always found, like, the holiday dumb. Because it's just an excuse to buy candy and cards.
Yes.
Which you can say the same thing about Halloween. But that's spooky season, so that's different.
But you don't usually buy cards on Halloween.
No, you don't. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's like a consumer thing. It's just like... It's like an excuse for couples to fight over it. Like, and that's just all I've seen. Like, couples say, oh, he didn't give me this Valentine's Day. La, 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 la.
We should have everyone send Raven Valentine's Day cards this year.
Yeah, because I'm such a humbug when it comes to Valentine's Day.
We're going to have to open a P.O. box.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, so I researched Valentine's Day. So, of course, the first question that comes to your brain is, why is it called Valentine's Day? I'm sure most of you know... That's because there's an actual person named Valentine, St. Valentine. Which is funny, because at work, we're talking about holidays like St. Patrick's Day and St. Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And one of my coworkers was shocked they were real people. And I was like, huh? Oh, boy. So anyway, so Valentine is a saint. However, there are three different men associated with the title St. Valentine.
All right.
And all three of them... have stories associated with Valentine's Day, but no one knows, like, which one's correct.
With the, yeah.
So, anyway, so, the first person is Valentine the Priest.
He's
a priest. So, these stories take place in 300 AD.
All right.
That area. Okay. The Roman Emperor Claudius II was in charge, and he made a new decree.
Okay.
A very interesting one. I feel like his idea was good, but the logistics of it was kind of dumb. He wanted to have a really perfect army, as anyone would. Any emperor wants a really good army.
Exactly.
So he figured that the best type of soldier is a soldier with no commitments.
Okay.
Which kind of makes sense in a way.
Yeah.
So his thought was, okay, well then no young men can get married.
Ooh.
So they wouldn't have a family. So they wouldn't have a commitment except to him.
Yeah.
So, obviously, besides the fact that, I was talking about it, and I was like, how did he make this decree? Because, like, they have to have kids, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what that's supposed to be. So, anyway, so, Valentine the Priest was like, this is dumb. I'm gonna still do marriages anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he did.
Uh-huh.
He, like, did underground marriages. And he was caught, thrown in prison, and executed.
He was like, I love love!
And then they were like, we hate love, die! So that's what happened to him. The second Valentine is Valentine, Bishop of, I'm going to say this wrong, Terranai?
Sure.
And he has the exact same story, Almost. Except in this story, he's a bishop.
Okay.
He's upgraded. And he was beheaded.
Oh.
So at least we know how he died.
Okay.
Now, the third one actually makes me kind of like Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So this is Valentine the man, as I called him, because he wasn't labeled as a bishop or a priest.
The man.
The man, the Valentine.
Myth. The legend.
Like, I kind of want this.
Valentine.
Honestly, this would be a really extremely sad, but, like, awesome movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so around the same time, Christians in the Roman Empire, were being...
Christians in the Roman Empire. like, burying themselves inside the Emperor.
Yeah, they were inside the Emperor.
As he was eating them. Like, Zeus ate his children.
Oh, my God. So Christians were being beaten, imprisoned, and killed during this time.
Right.
So Valentine was, as a Christian, he was trying to help everybody.
Okay.
So he was, like, smuggling people out, doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he was eventually caught and put in prison.
Okay.
Himself. Now, this is where the story gets kind of cute.
Right.
But, like, really sad. Like a really sad, cute way.
Okay.
He falls in love with someone.
Uh-huh.
Who happens to be his jailer's daughter.
Ooh.
So he writes her letters.
Love letters.
Some might call them Valentines.
I love love.
Yeah. So he was sending her letters throughout his time. He fell in love with her. His last letter... this was kind of cute. His last letter before he died.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean. Like, he literally died in jail. So it's, like, kind of sad. Like,
yeah.
He was in love with her, and then she, like, her dad killed him. Like, aww, how upsetting.
Yeah.
His last letter that was sent to her was signed, "Love, your Valentine."
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
And so now, like, when I see, like, it kind of makes me, like, annoyed at how much we've overdone this holiday.
Right.
Because now everyone's like, oh, your Valentine, your Valentine. I was like, this is really upsetting to... upsetting to me a little bit, because, like, this poor man was trying to save people.
Yeah.
Thrown in jail, fell in love with somebody, would sign his letters, "Your Valentine."
Yeah.
And now we just throw around Valentine.
Right.
Willy-nilly. So, like, part of me now has, like, a special thought for this holiday, because I like this story.
Yeah.
But then the other part of me is, like... but, like,
made it we still commercialized it.
Yeah.
Made it more about money and materialized it, I guess you could say. Yeah.
All right. So then the next question I'm sure you have is, if this is kind of like where Valentine's Day came from, why is it in February? So I've got two answers to this question. One is that's the date he died.
Really?
Yeah. Or he was buried. One or the other. So around that time, around that time, now whether it was exactly February 14th.
They don't know the exact date.
It's kind of like Christmas. Like, it's around that time.
Yeah.
The other thing is that, and there's another pagan feast, I believe, that falls in this, but I kind of stuck with this feast.
Uh-huh.
There's a Roman, this is kind of around the same time.
Right.
A Roman feast of, Roman feast of Lupercalia. It's a pagan holiday that celebrates fertility.
Okay.
The god of agriculture and the founders of Rome, Romulus and Remus. Okay. So, how this ritual celebration began is a Roman priest known as the Luperci took to the cave where Romulus and Remus were raised by a she-wolf. There, they sacrificed a goat for fertility, and then, to my horror, a dog for purity. I think it's hilarious how we're like, oh, yeah, goat, that's fine. But you say a dog, and you're like, no, we're not a dog.
Yeah.
Anything but a dog. So they sacrificed a goat for fertility and a dog for purity. They cut the goat up into long strips, dipped it into sacrificed blood, and then they would take it with them down into the cities. And they would gently... yes?
Where'd the... sacrifice blood of what?
I'm assuming the dog and the goat.
Oh, okay.
Like,
did they just kill another person or an animal or...
I think it was... it said the sacrificed blood, so that makes sense.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they dipped the parts, those parts of the goat into the sacrificed blood.
Okay.
And then they went down to the cities, and they would gently slap crops with it. Hold on. Don't start laughing now.
I'm sitting there thinking you're just like, you slap people.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
And then they would gently slap women with it. Now, women were not upset about this. They actually wanted to be slapped with the dead animal carcass. And the reason why...
Slap me with your meat! With your bloody meat!
They were excited to be slapped by the animal carcass because it brought them fertility.
Oh my god.
They're like, animal carcass, come slap me.
Slapping them with meat. Oh my god, this sounds so wrong.
Bloody meat. Bloody animal carcass.
Slap me with your meat.
Yeah, but gently. It was like a bloop.
They made that noise too when they did. Bloop. Bloop.
So, and then, the women, after they were slapped, or maybe not when they were slapped, I don't know, they would write their name on, like, a piece of paper, and they would put it in an urn. Mm-hmm. And then all the single guys would come along and pick a name out of the urn, and then they would spend a year with that woman. Mm. And most of the time, it ended with them being married. Sometimes it didn't. But most of the time, it did. So then I was like, that's really awkward for the ones that didn't. Like, yeah, this is my fifth time put my name in the urn.
Like, I know. I'd be like, man, I miss the meat slapping. I'd be single all year long. I didn't get slapped with the meat.
Started I wanted to be hit with an animal carcass, and I wasn't.
Damn it.
So, this festival actually lasted longer than most pagan holidays after mm-hmm. the Christians kind of moved through the area.
Right.
However, it was eventually outed, and... the feast day of St. Valentine took its place.
Okay.
So, this is kind of where we're getting into, like, what it's like today.
Yeah.
So, many knew, so as we go through time, uh-huh. going up through the Middle Ages and things like that, many knew that this was a time of the year where birds found their mate.
Oh, okay.
So, a poet by the name of Geoffrey... Geoffrey. I'm just kidding. Geoffrey, it's Chalfier?
Sure.
Yeah. Wrote a poem called A Parliament of Fowls. In it, he wrote, for this was sent on St. Valentine's Day, when every fowl cometh thereto, choose his mate. And so this is kind of, after that poem, it's kind of like similar with Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. With The Night Before Christmas, mm-hmm. This was kind of how the romantic idea of Valentine's Day came to be. Like, after it was like, oh, St. Valentine, it's going to be St. Valentine's Day, and you know, he died.
Right.
Helping Christians. And then now right. they're like, oh, it's like a romantic time of year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of the birds. Hmm. And probably the bees, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, as time went on, the idea of giving Valentine's Day greetings were popular up through the Middle Ages. What? What?
They're celebrating the birds and the bees after they get slapped with the meat.
Yeah. Hit me with your meat so I can get some bird. Wait.
Like, it's a bird?
Yeah, I don't know what I was talking about. Anyway. So As time went on, the idea for Valentine greetings were popular throughout the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. Kind of going up through there. However, written Valentines didn't really come around until the 1400s. The oldest known written Valentine that still exists, that we actually have a copy, like, of, we can see it, mm-hmm. Was sent from Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife from the Tower of London. It was a poem. It's also said that Henry V, that evil man, wasn't he the one who beheaded all his wives?
I'm not sure. I don't Possibly.
Know. He wrote one to Catherine. But he needed someone else to write it for him. He wasn't quite clever enough. It was a poem. He paid someone else to do it. Mm. However, the 1900s brought printed and pre-made Valentines, mm-hmm. With the help of the mother of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, who's that?
Esther A. Howland. Mm-hmm. She made the first mass-produced Valentines using lace, pictures, and ribbon.
Oh, cool.
As I was reading about her, I kind of had to laugh to myself, because that would not be something I'd want to do. Like, that sounds so freaking tedious.
Well, Yes. However, think about being in that time. There probably wasn't much else to do. And also, at that time, it was also probably very hard for women to make money.
True.
So, the fact that she... I mean, it sounds like it would be a lot, but the fact that she was able to do that was probably a big deal because women didn't make much money back then.
That's true. That's very true. Well, today, mm-hmm. can you guess how many Valentines are sent out, averagely?
6 million.
No.
Okay.
145 million.
Oh, okay.
Making it second to Christmas to have the most cards sent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, that's kind of Valentine's Day for you. But if you notice, I left out, so far, the mascot of Valentine's Day. And who is the Valentine's Day mascot?
Chris Evans.
Yes, for me. What's up? No.
Cupid.
Cupid. And Cupid gets kind of a bad rap. Because he didn't quite start out the little chubby naked baby with wigs.
That's a cherub.
Yeah, well, he's portrayed that way all the time.
Right.
So, Cupid, or Eros.
Do you ever see Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, God, it's been a long time.
Isn't Cupid in that one? And maybe. He, like, smokes a cigar?
I think so, yeah.
And he's a baby, and he's like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So it's interesting reading about Cupid, because Cupid, like, the mythos around him is actually kind of cool
mm-hmm.
before he became a baby. So he is Eros in the mm-hmm. Greek mythology. He starts mm-hmm. out as Eros in Greek, and then the Romans were like, Cupid, ha! So we don't quite know who his parents are. It's kind of a mixed thing. He could be the son of Nyx and Ebrus, or Aphrodite and Ares, or Iris and Zephyrus, or Aphrodite and Zeus. However, if that was the case, mm-hmm. then Zeus would be his father and grandfather at the same time.
Because Aphrodite was his daughter?
Yes. So we're going to hope it's not that one.
Yeah, it could be. But my other thing is, like, was he, like, so bad that nobody wanted to claim him?
Honestly, though, as we go on, like, he kind of seems like a mischievous person. So,
like, nope, he's not mine. You can have him.
So, well, in Greek history, he was a handsome mortal. So handsome that he was, like, irresistible
mm-hmm.
to mortals. Like, if we were to see... Oh my God, you're right, it is Chris Evans. I should have known. Anyway, if we were to see him, we would just be like, oh my God, he's so beautiful. So, he liked to play with the emotions of humans and mm-hmm. gods with his golden arrows to create love and his lead arrows to create hate.
Mm.
So in some situations, he would shoot, I don't know, some Mary with a mm-hmm. golden arrow, and she mm-hmm. would just be in love with Todd. But mm-hmm. then he would shoot Todd with a lead arrow, and he would hate Mary.
Aw, that would be awful.
Yeah, he was kind of mean like that, but, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't until long later on in the Hellenistic period till the Romans were like, oh yeah, Cupid, little fat baby. Which I kind of feel bad, but maybe that's like his karma.
Yeah.
But there is a cute little love story that involves Cupid. So his mom became jealous of a mortal named Psyche.
Okay.
And so she told him to make her fall in love with a monster.
Oh.
So that she would, like, be killed.
Okay.
So he went to go do this, but he fell in love with her.
Huh.
And he married her with the condition that she could never see his face.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking that was because he didn't want her to love her for just that.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of cute in a way. In a weird way. But...
Could you imagine, though, being with someone for the rest of them never seeing their face?
Well, hold on. Curiosity got the best of her.
Killed the cat.
He literally. And she saw his face, and,
turned to stone because it was actually Medusa.
No. This is a cute love story, okay? It's not like the one we started out this whole episode with. So, he ran away.
Uh-huh.
In anger. He was mad at her. Yeah. So, she roamed her whole life looking for him.
Aww.
And she finally found him.
Yeah.
And when she was granted the gift of immortality. And they lived happily ever after.
Hmm.
Until, Well, that's how it ends. But it's just interesting. Like, that's kind of a cool story. It's kind of like he had to learn how to, like, it's like he learned how, what all the things he did with other people felt like.
Right, right, right.
Which is kind of cool. But, yeah, he is seen as this little cherub.
Yeah.
And it's kind of annoying, because I'm like, what was he like? What did he actually look like?
Yeah. So, you said the Romans turned him into a cherub?
Yeah, the Romans were like, hey, Cupid now. Because, you think of the Romans took over a lot of areas. Kind of like how Christians took over things. Well, I was going to say,
didn't the Romans turn, like, all angels into, like, babies?
Yeah, a lot of Romans.
And then they kind of took Cupid and turned to an angel?
Yeah, kind of like how cherubs look like that. Because that's not what cherubim look like.
Did Romans turn Cupid into an angel? Or did Christianity turn Cupid into an angel?
I think Cupid just kind of looks like an... I don't know. That's a good question. It said that, in the archaic period, he was represented as a handsome immortal, irresistible mm-hmm. both man and gods. But by the Hellenistic period, this is in Greece, so mm-hmm. I read somewhere the Romans did something. He was turned into a chubby, love-inducing, like, little boy.
Okay.
But, which is interesting how, like, their symbols change over time.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, I think it'd be cooler if he was, like, the hot immortal instead of having this chubby little baby.
Yeah. Well, maybe they just were afraid that...
Could you imagine Valentine's Day cards?
Yeah.
With, like, this hot guy holding a bow and arrow, like, yeah. Hey, girl.
Well, I was gonna say, maybe they were, you know what probably what it was? Was men. Were yeah. afraid that the women were gonna fall in love with Cupid instead of them, so they had to make Cupid into a baby so the women wouldn't fall in love with Cupid.
I'm sure we would do the same thing if it was some hot girl. Anyway, so that is Valentine's Day, and I like it better now knowing, I like that story about Valentine
mm-hmm.
sending a letter to his love saying,
yeah.
Lord Valentine. And knowing that he, like, knew he was gonna die.
Yeah.
That's the last thing he said to her. And then looking at all the stupid Valentine's Day stuff makes me, like, ugh.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Because it's all out in stores now.
It is. It was out before Christmas was even over.
I know. There was, like, Christmas stuff, and then it was, like, and Valentine's Day.
Yep. 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 I know. They don't even want to consider, like, you know, Martin Luther King Day.
I know. It's a hey.
So, well, that was cool. That's a good history on that, you know. I learned something new today. No, every time I thought about Valentine's Day, I always thought about, like, a Valentine's Day massacre. Was there a Valentine's Day massacre?
Might have been. Let
me see. Like, I always thought that that's what Valentine's Day, like, how they got that. So, that's always what I was made to think, or I always ended up thinking about.
I know. This is according to Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
In 1929, murder of 7 members and associates of Chicago's North Side Gang that occurred on St. Valentine's Day.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I was going to say, I knew there was some kind of thing in the...
Yeah.
So.
But. Anyways.
Yeah. But no, that was good. It was a good history. You know, kind of cool that...
Yeah. You
know, we, of course, celebrate... We took something... Well, not necessarily sweet and innocent, but...
It kind of, like, went through stages, because there's also mm-hmm. other pagan holidays and things that fall around the same time.
Of course.
Which makes sense, because it's, like, leading into spring,
uh-huh.
which is, like, the mating season. Feel like with some holidays that have moved through time, like, this one... Like, I know, like, the Christians came through and took over a lot of holidays.
Yeah.
But, the story behind this one is really sweet.
It is.
And innocent.
Yeah.
Not quite as stingy as, like, other ones.
Yeah, true. I mean, because even if you go for the one with the marriages, I mean, he was like, no, I love love, so people are going to get married. I don't care.
And then they killed him. I like the other story better.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
It's sad, but it's
it'd be a cool movie. Sweeter.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it. Chris Evans can play Valentine.
Okay.
Except in my version, he'll live happily ever or marry me.
You'll break him out of jail against your father's wishes, and you guys...
Yes.
Behind your father's back, I guess.
Yeah. I'll be like, quicker, let's go.
Happily ever after. We're on the run!
Let's hop in your private jet and go.
Well, I'm pretty sure if he's in jail, he lost his private jet.
excuse me, this is my story I'm writing, so actually...
I don't see Chris Evans owning a private jet. Does he have a private jet?
Probably not. I was just making that up. I highly doubt that, actually. Yeah. Let's get in your car and go. But anyway, I digress. So if you hate Valentine's Day like me, mm-hmm. or maybe you like Valentine's Day, you're one of those weird people that like it, you could let us know by commenting on mm-hmm. one of our posts on Instagram, at Sister Files Podcast, or on Facebook, at Sister Files. Mm-hmm. Or if you, like, want to come at me for not liking Valentine's Day, or maybe you have heard a different story about Valentine's Day, you can even email us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com.
Yes, we look forward to hearing for you. We look forward to hearing from you.
We'll actually listen for you and then relay information to you.
We really hope you enjoyed the episode. We're really glad to be starting our second season and so glad that you are joining us on for this ride and this excitement in this new season. Season two. We're still here. Woo! We made it through 2020.
We're here to 2021.
Yes.
Survived. So, in the meantime,
be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Chris Evans.